Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt needs a planting window.
Well, the Eastern Corn Belt may have another day before the rain arrives, but looks like scattered showers will continue to plague the area, and we're going to get away from that frontal system sort of rain and have the pop-up showers and thunderstorms. They call them the garden variety type, but you can't get into the garden when it's just so muddy. And that's going to be the situation for the next several days. Right now we have rain that's falling across the upper Midwest. The spot in western Iowa getting some heavy rain right now. Some moderate rainfall across the southeast corner of Minnesota and then through northeastern Iowa. And that's where our rain will be coming from. Scattered showers and some thunderstorms, mainly across the northern portion of Illinois, southern Wisconsin. We'll have a chance for thunderstorms as the jet stream's poking into that area. But it looks like at least some rain will fall in all areas of Illinois and Indiana. Again, starting with the showers north and west tonight. And there's also that southern branch that's been plaguing the southeastern states and the Delta with the severe weather. Well, some of that moisture will be heading north and up towards the Ohio River. They could see some 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals over the next couple days. As we get towards the weekend, again, some scattered showers around the area. There could be a little bit of light rain again next week. And then we have a stronger cold front that's expected to push into the area towards the middle and late week next week. And again, that the vigorous cold front is expected to drop some more potentially heavy rain and further set things back. So hopefully some activity is going on across the area with the dry day today and the dry day for eastern Indiana tomorrow, but again, that window of opportunity to get out in the fields, not very great. Across the plains, warmer, drier weather arriving in most areas. Planting remains significantly behind schedule in the Dakotas. They do have a few showers there. Virtual standstill across the eastern and central portion and southeastern plains as they've had downpours and some flooding in that area. And again, just scattered showers dotting the upper Midwest right now. The dry weather will hold out for another day, and then we will look for more rain on and off across the area. Over the next 6 to 10 days, warmer and mostly drier than normal weather is expected from the southwest into the southern Rockies eastward, and above normal precipitation will persist in the Corn Belt as well as the Pacific Northwest. Temperatures will be near average, maybe slightly above for much of the Corn Belt. Again, that would be great if we had dry weather, but it's just not going to help the situation. The only areas that look to be below normal on the 6 to 10 day outlook look to be in the northern Rockies and in through New England. Quickly looking at some other locations, they did have a little bit of light rain in Argentina and parts of Buenos Aires. There will be a system that will bring much cooler conditions into the area, shifting to the east today and tomorrow. You don't look for much in the way of precipitation. The cool temperatures will continue, and then readings will rebound back to above average towards the weekend. And in Brazil, again, just a few showers, maybe up to an 3/4 inch of rain. They do look for some more rain in that area next week, and that could bring some needed moisture to the second season corn crop across southern and eastern sections of Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.